Welcome to the Micro Business Specialist Podcast. Today's podcast is called It's Alive. It's Alive, from the scene in which Dr. Frankenstein's monster comes alive, has been parodied thousands of times, and I'm borrowing it for an upcoming speech to my Toastmasters group this Thursday. In my speech, I'll be discussing the alchemy necessary to turn a dead website into a living marketing machine capable of generating tens of thousands of dollars worth of effective advertising at a fraction of the normal expense. Unfortunately, most business web pages are deadly dull, one-way communications. Many are little more than electronic brochures. Retailers may have maybe their hours posted, maybe a help wanted form to recruit entry-level clerks. Professional sites tend to read like resumes, and neither offers much of a chance for interaction with the person browsing. Oh, they may offer an email address or even an email form to ask questions, but surprisingly often these emails go to an email account that only gets checked intermittently since so few people use it. If your web page is to be more than a stale brochure taking up cyberspace, you need to add a little chemistry to the equation. You need to add something. In this case, it will take more than adding vinegar to baking soda to get your website to fizz. You need three ingredients, added in combination to bring your website to life, to turn it from a dead brochure into a powerful, living marketing machine. And those three things are an ethical bribe to capture your viewer's interest and opt-in email address. A double opt-in autoresponder is the second element that can bring and build a database of your opt-in readers and respond to them. And the third element is a series of follow-up messages that can drip, drip, drip on your visitors over time. These three elements, when properly combined, make up the magical molecule that is the sorcerer's stone that can transform a dead web page into a marketing marvel. The ethical bribe must be relevant to your business and appeal to your browser. Its content will vary depending on your business type. A retailer may offer coupons. A business with a longer sales funnel will want to offer information the buyer needs to understand the issues surrounding their buying decision. The autoresponder itself, that's the heartbeat of the system. It pumps the blood into your system and sends out the messages to your prospects. The follow-up is then the critical element. The purpose of bringing your site to life is to better be able to converse with your prospect. They came to your website originally for some reason. They were intrigued by your ethical bribe. This suggests that they are at least potentially customers. Now you need to follow up with them. You need to tell them what they need to know or make them an offer they can't afford to refuse. But don't do it once. Instead, think about the lifetime value of this person who, like your website, has been transformed. Before they were a browser, now they are a prospect. Treat them to relevant information and treat them well. Any website can be set up to take simple orders or list the hours you are open. It takes an autoresponder system to convert dull, lifeless internet brochures into living and breathing marketing machines. Do you want your website to be dead and dull, or do you want it to be alive? And that is today's podcast. If you are interested in transforming your web page into a living marketing machine and would like assistance, please feel free to contact me, Earl Netwall, at enetwal@gmail.com. I'd be happy to work with you. Have a great day.